in a massive housing crisis. But yet, at the same time, when we do have people within our community who are able to get a mortgage or who want to build their own houses or homes along the N56, we're not being allowed to do that there. So there are contradictions massively there in terms of what the government is saying. They're saying is that people need to be supported to get their houses and their homes, but yet we're not allowed to on the N56. The N56 is not like a major road that we see in other parts down the country. Our N56 road and the footfall that's on it isn't massive, and the government needs to change the policy to allow people who have land along the N56 and who want to return home from far off shores after being forced to leave for a number of years, and allow them to build homes on this on their own land. It is not acceptable that we're not allowed to build homes on land that has been in the family for years and they don't have the means to buy land somewhere else.
And this is an issue that cannot be resolved at Donegal County Council level. It's going to take resolution from Dublin. Is it a matter for government? Is it a matter for TII? Is it a matter for the minister?
Well, the difficulty is, and at the end of the day, the buck stops with the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael government. But I've been trying to get in contact with the TII. It's really impossible to talk to them, to try to put pressure on them. It's not just me as one councillor who's looking at this. We're quite united in our position on trying to change the policy in relation to allowing planning along the N56. Look, we have a massive housing crisis. We have a situation right now. People can't even get houses to rent. We can't, people who can't even afford to rent houses because of the massive amount of money that people are looking for per month, monthly rent. And the government has failed in building any homes. So those that are in a position to build, and there's only a few of them, but who are in a position to build along the N56 because that is family land that they own, the government won't allow them. And it's absolutely ridiculous and not acceptable in any shape or form. We need a massive shift on our position in relation to housing.